Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte. Well, as we all know, yesterday, as far as the stock market was concerned, worst day since June. What happened? Why did that happen, Paul?
I was not around. I'm back on the job, so it's all right. Took a little vacation.
And that's why it happened.
That's why it happened. A lot of it is due to the fact that investors are concerned that the Fed is not done raising interest rates. We also got some bad news out of Europe in the fact that natural gas prices there are rising fairly dramatically as Russia is kind of playing chicken with the European countries as far as supplying natural gas for the winter months. So inflation there is running hot. So we should see higher interest rates, and that's playing havoc with the equity markets.
Technology companies and retailers had some of the heaviest losses. Smaller company stocks also lost ground. How come?
Well, retail is concerned more with the consumer, and if the consumer, if we do go into a recession and the consumer pulls back, that's a concern for retail. Technology has generally moved opposite interest rates. So as interest rates decline, technology has done very well. As interest rates rise, technology has struggled, and that's been kind of the MO for technology now for the last 5 to 10 years.
So was the stock rebound we've been enjoying lately premature?
No, we get probably three or four of these during the course of a bear market, and we can say, yes, we are in a bear market. The market has declined by more than 20% this year. We do see these rallies. We've seen them in the past, and we don't normally, I would argue we're not in a new bull market. Some have said so, but I think the valuation levels of the market indicate that we still have a ways to go yet on the downside before we start to see things improve.
You guys, you financial advisors, all looking ahead to this Jackson Hole conference that starts tomorrow, and I guess Friday's the big day. Explain why that is so important, why that can influence the markets.
Well, I mean, it's really Chair Powell that's going to be influencing the markets. A lot of times, Jackson Hole is kind of used as a forum to throw out different ideas. Part of the Jackson Hole conference is a lot of academic papers get presented, but the highlight generally is the Fed chairman speaking, and Powell has not said anything since his press conference after the last Fed meeting. A lot of the Fed governors have indicated, hey, we're not done raising rates, but we haven't heard from Powell, who has been kind of on the dovish side and certainly not as strong in his backing of higher interest rates. So everybody's interested to see what he has to say on Friday.
A lot of people also interested in setting up their college kids with checking accounts or credit cards. Do you have any advice people should follow this time of year?
No, you know, with a lot of people going back, a lot of the kids going to school, classes get started last week, this week. You know, you mentioned Northwestern playing out in Ireland. We recommend that a lot of the college kids get their own credit cards, and they have a lot of them that have like maybe a $500 credit limit, something like that. It's part of that process of growing up and moving out of the house, and the kids should be responsible for it. It should not be necessarily a joint card with you, but it should be on their own and check in every once in a while. And you know, the question I always asked my kids was, so how are you and your checking account getting along? Just let them handle it, and it's part of that process, growing up process.
I'm still trying to get my baby daughter off the payroll at 22 now. And one more thing about this inflation period we're in. I hear a lot of financial folks talking about bonds being a good investment about now. Is that, you go along with that?
It depends on the bonds. They have I-bonds, which are inflation bonds. Those are yielding right now 8-9%. There are restrictions as far as how much you can put into them. You can put in a total of $10,000 per year into them. So it's not as though you can put $1 million into them and get 8%. That interest rate is not fixed. It gets adjusted with consumer prices. You have to hold those bonds really for 5 years for them to pay off. But bonds in general are a good offset to the equity markets. So as equities struggle, bonds should do at least a little bit better, especially relative to stocks. So I think it is a good investment.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Okay, go home, check the mailbox, see if the Jackson Hole invite is there yet.
I'm hopeful.
Stay optimistic. Thank you. Talk to you next week.